Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, now on Mind Food Radio, we're off to a place called Waiheke Island. Where on earth is that?
You Aussies, I love the way you try and pronounce that. Waiheke Island is just off the coast of Auckland.
Waiheke Island.
Waiheke Island. Yeah. It's absolutely beautiful. And it has many vineyards on it, beautiful beaches. I go there a lot in terms of holidays and family holidays. But during the week, I was at an event and I got talking to the winemaker of Man O' War Winery, Duncan McTavish, and we've got him on the line today. Hi, Duncan.
Hello, how are you?
Very good. Well, you live in a very beautiful part of the world, don't you?
I do indeed.
Now, for particularly our Australian audience, tell us a little bit about Waiheke Island and where it exactly is.
Sure. Waiheke Island's a little slice of paradise, just 35 minutes from downtown Auckland by ferry. It's in what we call the Hauraki Gulf. So it's in the it's a beautiful coastline surrounded by, thankfully, about 100 dormant or dead volcanoes. But it's not far from downtown Auckland.
The climate is quite subtropical, isn't it? It can be raining in Auckland, and yet it's quite sunny and quite a different climate in Waiheke.
Rain patterns tend to go around Waiheke Island, so it could be raining on the mainland, but perfectly sunny on Waiheke Island.
So tell us about Man O' War Vineyards.
Man O' War Vineyards is on the eastern end of Waiheke Island. It's a family-owned estate. We've been growing grapes since 1993, but the first commercial release of Man O' War wines was 2008. We're the largest producer on Waiheke Island. We produce approximately 30,000 cases, and what makes us really unique is that we grow 76 different vineyards spread across 174 acres on 4,500 acres of land. So a patchwork of very small vineyards scattered across the hilltops and valleys of eastern Waiheke Island. We produce everything from sparkling wine, Method Traditionnel, to big hearty reds.
Now, you've worked in other wineries across New Zealand. How does it compare?
Yep, correct. I've worked in the South Island. I've worked all around the world, actually. And what makes Waiheke so unique is the just the diverse range of vineyard sites. Like I say, we've got 74 different vineyards. And in terms of a viticultural project, there's nothing to compare, certainly within New Zealand, and certainly in many of the regions that I've been fortunate enough to work with around the world. So just such a unique proposition. We've got a really diverse portfolio of, you know, high quality wines, and it's just something that's quite rare in the new world, I guess.
What makes the island so special for growing wine and all these wonderful things you're doing?
I guess it's a combination. Man O' War itself has got a soil type that's found only at Man O' War Station, called the Stony Batter Clay Loam. It's a mix of volcanic soil and clay soils. But I guess what makes us so unique in the wine world in general is that we're truly coastal grape growers. So our vineyards are incredibly close proximity to the sea. You know, we've got vineyards that you go too far down the row and then you fall off a cliff and into the ocean.
Yeah.
So it's very dramatic landscape, and certainly the coastal influence is the key.
Now, Michael's got a bit of land at the back of his house. Can we grow any grapes there in Sydney?
I could consult to him.
Is it hard to grow grapes as a bit of a hobby?
Oh, it's incredibly hard. Yeah. Leave it to the professionals.
Yeah.
I've got to keep myself employed.
Yeah, good on you.
Hey, Duncan, thanks for being on today's show. You live in an absolutely beautiful part of the world.
Pleasure.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.